Welcome back to NewsRamp Government and Politics for Friday evening, August 7th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Wrap Technologies, Inc. positions non-lethal innovation at the center of public safety reform. Wrap Technologies, Inc. positions its non-lethal response TEM platform as a key player in public safety reform, emphasizing the need for integrated systems over standalone products. The company's innovative approach combines remote restraint, training, and evidence management to address the evolving needs of law enforcement. This shift reflects a growing trend in the industry towards connected ecosystems. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. No Agenda podcast examines Fauci's testimony amid Dvorak tribute. In the latest episode of the No Agenda show, guest hosts Darren O'Neill and Larry Blydner discuss Senator Rand Paul's call for a contempt of Congress vote against Dr. Anthony Fauci, who pleaded the Fifth Amendment 111 times during recent testimony. The episode delves into various topics, including COVID-19 origins, gain-of-function funding, and artificial intelligence policy, offering a skeptical take on current events.
CCHR urges U.S. action after UN committee condemns forced psychiatric detention and treatment. The United Nations Committee for the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities issued a powerful open letter condemning forced psychiatric detention and treatment. Citizens Commission on Human Rights International, CCHR, welcomed the initiative, urging the U.S. South to adopt similar protections. Coercion in mental health care, including involuntary placement and treatment, is incompatible with human rights standards, the committee emphasized. CCHR calls for U.S. South law reform to align with international standards.
Okay, so thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.